Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, we got something really special coming up in our community later on this month. It's the second annual Darion Kendrick Youth Leadership Camp. And if you don't know who Darion Kendrick is, then you don't know nothing. No, I'm just teasing. He's known around here as DK. He was a really good football player, still is a really good football player. And he has moved on to the pro ranks, and we'll learn all about that momentarily. But we have two guests with us today. His mama, Shanika McClinton, and a fellow over here by the name of Welvin Simpkins, who is the founder of Live to Grow. And they're all connected with this camp coming up here, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. So let's do some introductions. We will start with ladies first. Shanika, a little bit about you.
Hi, I'm Shanika McClinton, and as mentioned before, I am Darion Kendrick's mom. I am a local real estate agent in the community. I love to give back to the community, so this camp that we're hosting at the end of this month is very near and dear, and I'm teaching my son to also give back to the community in which helped him get through his football career. So I thank you for having us today.
A mama's job is never done, is
never
it?
Done.
Okay, Welvin Simpkins, tell us about you.
Yes, Welvin Simpkins. I'm originally from Edgefield, South Carolina, but I've been in Rock Hill since 2008. Graduated from Clemson University in 2001. Been here in Rock Hill as a school counselor for Rock Hill Schools, and I also coached 12 years of high school football at Independence in Charlotte and 9 at South Point here in Rock Hill, and that's quite natural how I got in contact with Darion and built the relationship with him. So I'm looking forward to further solidifying his name in the city of Rock Hill.
Well, I tell you, anybody who knows anything about football knows a little bit about the fellow they call DK. Mm-hmm. So, Mama, yeah. Tell us... when he left South Point High School, he went on to, his first stop was?
Clemson University.
He played there for three years
and won one national championship there.
And then?
And he went on to play with the Georgia Bulldogs, where he won also a national championship there.
So, then what happened to him?
So after leaving Georgia, he was drafted onto the L.A. Rams, in which he's still there now, and he's going into his fourth season. So we're really excited to see what he does this season.
So now he got injured the third season, is that right?
Yes, he tore his ACL prior to the season in beginning. So he was out for the entire season, and he's still rehabbing today, but they are raving about how well he's been progressing, and they look forward to seeing him on the field come here August, September.
So now, a personal question. When he called to say, hey, Mama, I just racked up my ACL, did you get on an airplane and go out there to make sure he was doing what he should be doing?
Of course I did. I went out there, and I was there for a total of 3 weeks, just making sure, you know, the surgery was a success. He had awesome, awesome doctors and staff that made sure he had any and everything that he needed. I made sure he had his meals and made sure that he did all the right things to get back on track.
So what did you think about Los Angeles?
Coming from Rock Hill, where I'm born and raised, I am a country girl. So going out to L.A., it was a little bit of a shock to me just seeing all the people from all different walks of life, and also the price of gas, which was over $5.
Really? $5?
Yes, oh, in which is currently now. So it's just a little expensive there in L.A., but it's a beautiful place. You have the mountains. You have the beaches that are in close proximity where – you know, it's all good there, but just the cost of living.
All the movie stars.
And then, you know, it's 3,000 miles away from here. That's the not so good side of it.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina.
Yeah.
Does DK miss the Carolinas?
Absolutely. Any opportunity and chance he gets to come home to be with his family, he does.
So now, Welvin, how did you get to know DK?
Well, again, I was at South Point coaching when he got there as a freshman. So, I had a chance to meet him. He came on from Saluda Trail. And at the time, I was coaching wide receivers. And I got introduced to him. And, off gate, I saw he was a pure athlete. We played him at multiple positions at South Point quite naturally. So, I think one of the biggest things that I remember from him high school was he played mostly defense. But the few times I got him on offense, I think we put him in one time against Northwestern. He had we targeted him three times. He caught three balls and three touchdowns. So we knew, and he was a freshman then, we knew then he was going to be a playmaker.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
what is it about Rock Hill, South Carolina, that really we have earned this moniker of Football City USA? We've got more young men who have gone on to play for the NFL on a per capita basis than any other city in the country. What is it?
You know what? Again, I'm not originally from Rock Hill, but from what I can tell, it's a lot of effort that is put in at the youth league football program. And I have to give my hats to a lot of those guys, because by the time they got to South Point, man, those guys knew football. They understood schemes. They understood how to line up. So our job as high school coaches was a lot more easier. So I would definitely have to give all kudos to the likes of your coach Perry Suttons, your Patrick Kennedys, all those guys, the older guys, Thomas Richmond, all those guys that was influential in developing young people at an early age. My hat goes out to all those guys.
And that's something.
Yep.
All right, so tell me about this Live to Grow. I'm not familiar with it.
Yep, Live to Grow is a nonprofit organization here in Rock Hill. Our three pillars are inspire, growth, and empower. We do three initiatives throughout the course of the year where we do a youth leadership camp in which we're partnering with DK and his family on our second one this year. We also do a back-to-school drive where we call it the Get Fresh to Go Back movement, where we give away free toiletry bags, free haircut coupons, and we give away free shoes. So to date, 3 years we've done it, we've given away 300 pair of shoes. We're giving away 300 free haircuts with Good Hair Barber Lounge. Shout out to DeAndre, DeAndre over at Good Hair. And we've also given away 1,800 toiletry bags.
Wow.
So those are two initiatives. And then we also give away Christmas gift cards around Christmas time. So those are the three initiatives that we try to focus in on, and just a way of just giving back to the community and show support to those in need.
I don't think most people really appreciate how many kids are out there who need the basics. They just don't have it. For whatever reason, their mom and dad aren't able to provide that stuff for them, or they're single family homes, and who knows what's going on.
And our vision was a little different because, oftentimes, they always have the back-to-school book bag drives.
Right.
But, when I sat down and I discussed it with my team, I was like, well, I want to do something a little different. So that's why we came up with the haircuts. People like to feel good about themselves. They like to feel, important. And that comes our way of how they view themselves when they have a nice haircut. Shoes. Kids want a new pair of shoes. Toiletry bags. So those are just three things that we thought would be different and unique, but at the same time help with the young people when it's time to return to school.
Now, I can't help but chuckle. You talk about a neat haircut. I'm looking at this poster of DK. What do you think of that hairdo, Mom?
Well, for DK, his hair is his strength. So oftentimes he likes to grow it out. But he will clean up nice when need be. But his hair is his strength, and that has gotten him through,
good for him.
These last years.
Good for him. So what have you seen in terms of a change in this little young man who was playing at South Point High School as he's grown into now the NFL? I mean, football obviously has been very good for him for a lot of reasons, but how has it changed him or bettered him as the young man that you sent out there?
I would say he's matured a lot, and a lot of what people don't know about DK is he loved kids. He loved to be able to be around kids. He loved to be able to just sit down and just be able to play a basketball game with kids. And they look up to him a lot. And, a lot of times when you get to his level, some of those guys lose sight of some of those things. But there are often times where kids will come up to me and say, hey, I've messaged DK on Instagram and he messaged me back. Those little things take that, you know, it carries a lot of weight. And so for him, I've seen him mature so much, you know, since the beginning. And I just smile. I just have to sit back and smile. And, you know, they all make mistakes. However, he has learned from any mistakes that he has made in the past. And he's just so determined. And I'm just ready to see what he do this year. He's ready to put on for the city of Rock Hill and everybody that has believed in him.
Do you ever get to go to any of the games?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the unique thing about this year's schedule is they're playing a lot more games on the East Coast, where to make it a little easier for myself and my family to be able to attend. One of them, they'll be playing the Carolina Panthers this year.
Ooh.
In Charlotte. So that's a fun game. One.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And also they'll be playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, which is a short
drive. I hope they beat them.
Well, I hope they go undefeated this season and win a Super Bowl. That's what I'm hoping for.
I know that's right.
Okay. All right. I don't want to get too lost in all this. I would love to sit down here and have a half hour with DK just to talk to him about all this kind of stuff. But we're here to talk about a football camp, which is coming up here. This is the second annual.
Yes.
So where did this thing – how did this get started? Who wants to take that? Weldon?
I had a conversation with Darion and his mom, I guess, March of last year. And, you know, just trying to get, you know, a way for DK to kind of do what his mom just said, you know, get him around some kids, give him a give-back opportunity. And we just sat down and we just tossed around the idea of what we want a camp to look like. We both agreed that, you know, we wanted to do something a little different than just football. You know, we wanted to make sure we had a different aspect to what the camp would offer. So that's why we came up with a two-day camp where the first day would be focused on leadership skills. We'll have speakers. We'll have brain breaks. We'll have giveaways.
Brain breaks?
Yeah, well, just a unique way of us being able to give away prizes, door prizes. We call them brain breaks.
Okay.
You know, so it was just one of those ideas that kind of, you know, came from there. And this year we're doing a little different. Last year we did an interview with Darion where we got an opportunity to see DK, you know, the person and not the football player. So this year we're going to actually do a panelist of guests where we'll have a different flow of people that's on the panelists and they'll give their perspective on certain things. So we're looking forward to it. We had a great turnout last year, 150 kids last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're aiming to get 200. We're very close to 200 now, 200 kids for this upcoming year. So great support from the community. So we're looking very forward to, you know, what this year will hold based on what we were able to do last year.
All right. So a lot of this is about, sounds like, character building.
Yes.
And then football.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, particularly the fact that, you know, here's a guy who played for Clemson and Georgia.
Yep.
I'm sure in this, there's a message about the value of getting an education.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
I mean, people like this, like DK, didn't get to where he is not only because of his football skills,
exactly,
but because he had a brain.
Yep.
And what was in between his two ears was working pretty well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And is that part of the message you're giving to these kids?
That's definitely part of the message. I think, you know, as Mom spoke to, you know, we as young people, we live and we learn. You know, I think, you know, he's, you know, in a position now, he's saying, man, listen, this is how you get to where I'm at. You know, along the way, you may have stumbling blocks, but again, if you stay committed, you know, you stay committed to who you are, you stay committed to your belief in Christ, then anything can happen. Anything can work for you. So we definitely try to make sure we give every opportunity for the kids to be able to see not only the athletic side, but also the character building side outside of what it's going to take in order for them to make it to that level.
Because I would think those kids need to understand that not everybody's going to end up like DK is.
Exactly.
I mean, he's a, what is it, one half of 1% of people who play
a very
football?
Very small percentage. But, you know, we all are expected to be, you know, good human beings.
Amen.
You know, so that's what we're trying to get throughout this camp. You know, we want to make sure they have fun, but we also want to make sure they leave with some type of substance, understanding of, you know, if you're not that one to be fortunate enough to get the next level, well, these are the things that I still need to be able to do in order to be a good person, in order to be able to, you know, have a successful life or what have you.
I'm betting, Shanika, that you're saying, or you want Darian to say, even though you don't want to do this, kid, you're going to have to listen to your mom and dad and do what they tell you to do.
And that was one of the main messages DK put out to the kids last year. Mm-hmm. And also a message that if you dream it, you can achieve it. Yeah. And so, like Coach Simp said, the first day, we kind of set aside the football aspect of it because all the kids want to go out there and run around, do the drills. But we really want to dig into their minds and really have them to understand that it's more than just football. It's life after football. Everybody may not make it. What are you going to do, or what are you going to have? What are your plans to fall back on to be successful? And so that is the main objective of that day one. And we sent out great messages last year, had great speakers, including Dr. Winslow, one of my great buddies here.
Yeah.
And they just brought it home. And I oftentimes go back and look at the videos and just see how well everything was put together. So we're just excited to see what the speakers have to give us this year.
Good. All right, when we come back from our mid-program break, we're going to get into the details about how all this is going to work. To remind you first, though, that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, here we are. We have bright people around the table. They take instruction so well. We are here at Substation 2. What we do here is not play football. We prepare fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. We're going to get all those people out there to come on in here, and we're going to encourage them to do it by reading the white letters together. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Guarding, guarding, guarding.
Perfect. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Sandwich lovers, Substation 2 is celebrating another year of deliciousness. This is Charlie Ruffo. For 39 years, Substation 2 has been creating signature subs piled high with premium meats and cheeses and big, crisp salads with lots of fresh veggies. On June 6th, our first 39 customers will win one free sub every month for an entire year. And the next 39 customers will snag an incredible 39% discount on any one order. Enjoy a taste of tradition crafted with love for 39 years and counting. Substation 2, where every bite is a celebration. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Attention sub-lovers, Substation 2 is turning 39 and we're celebrating. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Be one of the first 39 customers through our doors on June 6th and win one free sub every month for an entire year. But wait, there's more. The next 39 customers will snag an incredible 39% discount on any one order placed by June 5th, 2026. It's a sandwich sensation at Substation 2. Come join us June 6th as we celebrate 39 years of mouth-watering subs and salads. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We're talking about the second annual Darion Kendrick Youth Leadership Camp coming up here later this month. We have his mother here, Shanika McClinton, who's with us, along with Welvin Simpkins, who's he's known DK forever. He's the founder of Live to Grow, and it's all rolled in together. And It's quite a two-day camp. Okay, so when exactly is this thing, this camp? What are the dates of it?
The camp is June 20th and 21st, Friday and a Saturday. It's a two-day camp. Times is 9 to 1.
June 20th, 21st, 9 to 1.
Yes.
All right. And it's all going to be held where?
At South Point High School, his alma mater.
Okay. So is it too late to get in? I mean, it's free. There's no charge to come into this. Is that right?
No charge. It's free of charge to all the campers, ages 5 through 17. Like I said, we're looking to have at least 200 kids to participate.
All right, so how does somebody find out about how to do you have to register for this or just show up?
You do have to register. They can reach out to me on social media or either Ms. McClinton on social media, and we can send them the registration link.
So there's no website or anything to go to?
There is a website that you can go to.
Uh-huh. So that's right, yeah.
She's now looking at her other brain.
Yep.
The mechanical one to get that date. Okay. All right. So June 20th to 21st is 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. How do you logistically? Do you feed these kids?
Yeah. Matter of fact, we do. We've had some great support from local businesses here. On Friday, we're set to give them Chick-fil-A from Chick-fil-A right here on Terry Road.
Yeah.
Thank Mr. Chad Sheely for his donation of last year and support again this year.
Good.
And we also had Papa John, who they've also given out 20 pieces for each day over at the Papa John's off of Main with Mr. Jimmy. So we've had those, and along with Chicken King right down the street here, you know, they provided for us. And this year, we are having Town Tavern. They're going to join us this year, and they're going to donate on both Friday and Saturday. So we're looking really forward to them partnering with us, Miss Cindy over there at Town Tavern. So we're going to eat good this weekend. Well, not this weekend, but the weekend of the camp.
Absolutely.
All right, what's that web address?
And so for the web address, it's going to be League Finder.
League Finder.
.usafootball.
Hold on. .usafootball. Okay.
.com.
Okay. And that's where you can get the info and sign up.
Absolutely.
All right. So you can also look up Shanika McClinton on Facebook.
On Facebook. Right. Uh-huh.
And Welvin Simpkins also on Facebook.
On Facebook.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, these things don't come about without a lot of support. You mentioned a couple of the restaurants that helped out.
Yep.
I know you got other people who are really helping underwrite this. This is no small undertaking.
Exactly. So we want to give a special shout out to some of our sponsors who helped out for this year's camp. NFL Foundation, along with USA Football, which are champion sponsors. DK's agent, Matt Least, over at Loyalty Above All Entertainment. South Point, quite naturally, the AD, Carlos Richardson, for allowing us to have the facility, allowing us to host the camp. At his campus or what have you. And Founders Federal Credit Union, they've been supportive every year. Kyle Neely, Don Johnson at State Farm, Adventure Air Sports, along with Sam's Club. We got Target, Miss Gabby Sanders, Burris Legal Group, Miss Tawana Burris. So I'm just trying to call out, you know, as many as I can. Home Depot, Miss Angelina. Play It Again Sports, Mr. Derek Deal, and K&Q Visions. They're doing our backdrop this year. So, and also Krispy Kreme. Can't forget about Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some donuts.
I know, donuts.
Oh, yeah,
Krispy Kreme.
So
Miss
good.
Monica, they'll be donating 20 dozen of donuts on the first day, and then, like, I think 300 donut holes on the second day. So those are just some of the sponsors that, you know, we want to kind of, you know, make sure we highlight it. And we got a lot more, you know. So if I get an opportunity, I'll give out some more throughout the course of the show.
Well, we only got about 6 minutes left.
Oh, 6 minutes, okay.
You're on a roll here, so you better
keep going. Okay, India Hook Dental Care, Miss Kathy Trader, they've been supporting us every year. We got CCL Label, Mr. Ricky McElveen, they support us. Scrubbo's, Tim Carter. Accelerar Transportation, Mr. Austin Marco, they supported us this year. We got a good friend, Nigel Dixon, with Starcross Management. I think this young man went to school with Darion at Clemson, and he's showing support, you know, both years for the camp. North Central Family Medicine with Miss Brandy McClinton.
Hopefully we won't be taking anybody down there.
No.
Yeah.
They're going to try. They're keeping the guys hydrated for us throughout the course of Saturday. It's going to be extremely hot.
Always hot.
Yep.
Always hot.
And a couple more. We got Coca-Cola. I'm sorry. I'm
absolutely. You got to get Coca-Cola.
Got to get Coca-Cola in there. And we got. I think we got them all. Like I said, Sam Club and Home Depot.
And Rock Hill Coca-Cola.
Okay. And Rock Hill Coca-Cola.
All right,
and also, there's a host of volunteers. We cannot name them all, but the community has really shown a lot of love, and they've been messaging us and just wanting to be a part of it in any capacity.
When you've got 200 kids, you need
all the help.
You need 100 volunteers, adult volunteers. Wow.
And we want to thank Vons Way, too. She's been supportive of us both years. Vons Way, she comes out and she does snow cones,
ice cotton
cream,
candy.
Cotton candy, you know, so all the stuff that the kids can get happy and fat and just go home and just run around all day. So we want to thank her for her support. And Brand Pro, they did our t-shirts last year, and they're going to support us again this year.
Yep.
Mr. Jim and Joe over at Brand Pro, so we thank those guys as well.
Oh, that's great. So, is there any time for football besides all this eating and what have you?
We're going to have a small window for football. It's going to happen on that Saturday. Like I said, we'll do the leadership part on day one, and then we'll do all the football activities on day two.
So, Darian's role is primarily on Saturday. I mean, well, that's not true because he's doing a lot of inspirational stuff on Friday. But when he gets to Saturday, when it comes time to drills and stuff, who's formatting all that?
Oh, you know what? That is his childhood coach from the Rocky Cowboys, Mr. Thomas Richmond. And, I mean, he is – you know what? I don't even – me and Mama, we don't even touch day two. Thomas Richmond.
Get out of the way.
And he handles it. I mean, it ran beautifully last year. So, special shout-out to Thomas Richmond because, you know, Darion has a huge level of love and support for that guy.
Yes.
You know, from when he was smaller. So Thomas Richmond is the guy to handle Saturday.
So, is DK bringing any other football players with him to his camp?
So, yes, he'll have Nick McLeod, which is also a local NFL star. Kobe Durant, he's one of his teammates from the LA Rams.
Okay.
He'll be along as well. And there may be some others that we're still trying to work out, but those two are definitely going to be in attendance.
Okay. Because he's going to need some help.
He's going to have a lot of help. And past players that he, you know, he's played with at South Point, they were all there. Current players.
Yep. Coaches.
So we had a lot going on.
So how do you schedule his time, Mama? Because he's going to blow in here the night before. A transatlantic flight, so he's going to be dead tired.
Yes.
And he's got to get up and do this the next day.
Yes. Well, the main thing is when he gets home the day before the camp is rest. Rest, rest, rest.
And eat some of your fixings.
Well, Grandmama going to handle that this time. She's going to prepare his favorite meal.
Ah, all right. But he's going to have a lot of activity to do before the camp.
Yes, we're going to try to do as many autographs. We have postcards that we give to each kid. Okay. So he'll have to go through an autograph. He give out footballs, NFL footballs. He'll have to go and autograph those. We like to give those to our sponsors. So there's a lot of things he have to do to prepare for, you know, the camp too.
Okay, so if you want to find out more about this and get your youngster involved, it's real simple. Just find Shanika McClinton on Facebook or Welvin Simpkins on Facebook, and they'll do it. Otherwise, you have to go to leaguefinder.usafootball.com, and you get it. Thank you all for doing this. Very interesting program, but we're on time.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's done. All right, DK, we're going to meet you when you get here to Rock Hill.
Absolutely.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, we got the gang here now. We want to tell everybody what we're doing here. Fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week. Turn around now. Turn around. White letters at the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Woohoo! Well done. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.